The final hour of the Tea Time Show. I hope you got a brew ready because we're going to have a little chat in a moment with Duncan Breckley and Eleanor Flanders from the Wheat Sheaf Trust. So, hello you two.
Hello.
Hello.
Come a bit nearer the microphone, I think, Eleanor. Yeah, so the Wheat Sheaf Trust, I have heard of it, I promise, but I don't know exactly what it is or what it does. So, Duncan, you're the manager. I'm looking at you and pointing now. Can you tell us all about what the Wheat Sheaf Trust does?
Hopefully I can, Kevin. Wheat Sheaf, we're not a pub, as most people think when I first talk about Wheat Sheaf Trust. We're a social inclusion charity, and we've been operating across the Solent region since 2000. And we're a charity that helps people that are disadvantaged in the labour market, those young people aged 16 plus and adults that are not in employment, education or training. And we help them to get their lives back on track and progress themselves in terms of moving towards and into sustained employment and education. And actually, since 2000, we've helped nearly 7,000 people into work.
Wow. That's in the south of England?
Yeah, in the Solent area. Wow. And we've been on the Isle of Wight helping people on the island since January 2016.
Okay. Can I just ask you, going back a bit, where did the charity come from in the first place? How was it founded? How did it come into being?
That's a really good question. Our founding chief executive was a chap called Jonathan Cheshire, who was involved with quite a number of young people projects and was quite instrumental in setting up the foyer in Portsmouth. And lots of people on the island will be familiar with the foyer because obviously we've got one here in Ryde. And so he was very passionate about supporting young people and identified that there was a need in the Solent area for a charity that could support young people that weren't engaging at school, were encountering multiple barriers and had really complex needs. And so that was how it started. It was a youth training charity, and we got really good results with young people and engaging them in a way that they hadn't been before. And that just kind of progressed from there. And because we were doing such good stuff with young people, our local councils came and talked to us and said, well, if you can do stuff with young people, what can you do with adults? And it just kind of snowballed from there, really.
Okay. So the demand for the work of the Wheat Sheaf Trust goes on, obviously, because it's quite a tough world out there, isn't it? And if you have a disadvantage of any kind, then you really can be up against it. So I'm looking at Eleanor now, because you're an advisor for the Wheat Sheaf Trust,
aren't
you? So are you the person who goes out to meet potential clients and discusses their needs with them?
I am. We have several projects running on the island who all help people identify what their barriers to moving towards work is, and we help them to remove those barriers. We help people from the age of 16, and my oldest client was 64.
Wow.
He hadn't been in work for 10 years, and we found him the perfect job. And quite often what I do as an advisor is help people with practical things like CVs and job searching and filling in applications, but also we liaise with the local community and with local businesses and say, I have this individual who has these skills, would you host a work placement for them so that they can showcase what they can do? Because lots of people may have been out of work for years, and unfortunately we live in a world where if you've been out of work for a little while, it's very, very difficult to get back into work and to explain those absences.
Okay, yeah. So to make it work then, and I know you've got a couple of specific projects to talk about, but to make it work, you have to work from both sides of the problem, don't you? So you have to work with a person, but you also have to work with the businesses who might be able to offer that opportunity. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, definitely. I think what we find with lots of our customers, and one of our projects, Bridge to Work, is about offering paid work placements to people as a stepping stone into sustained employment. And actually, when we talk to employers, we say to them that it's about giving that individual an opportunity to prove themselves to the employer. So we cover their salary costs for up to 6 months.
Yeah.
So it gives them a bit of a try before you buy. And it's about them proving to themselves. But actually, 9 times out of 10 for our customers, it's about the individual proving to themselves that they can do it, not just proving themselves to the business.
Yeah.
Because actually, as Ellie says, when you've been unemployed for that period of time, the longer you're unemployed, the more it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. The more times people tell you, no, I'm not offering you the job, the more you believe that you don't have anything to offer.
Yeah.
Yet we've seen on people on placement time and time again how they develop mentally as that placement progresses. They grow in confidence, their physical stature changes, their shoulders are back, their heads are up, because they feel pride in themselves that hasn't been there. And actually what we're about is facilitating those opportunities. And we say to people on all of our projects that actually what we're doing is the basic stuff, you know, the fundamentals of looking for a job, a CV, an application form, helping them to prepare for interview. But in lots of cases, what we're doing is helping them to navigate all of those challenges that they've been facing on their own in a lot of cases. And it's about saying, you've got to the point you can't see the wood for the trees. Actually, let me help you. And we're doing it together in partnership. And that gives that person the confidence to tackle lots of those issues that they haven't been doing.
Yeah, fantastic. We've got to give a special mention to a couple of new schemes that you're working on at the moment. And they're time limited, I think you were saying. So, in fact, Duncan is looking at his watch as I speak. Come on, Kevin. Get on with it, Kevin. You know. What's the first one? I think this one's targeted at young people.
Yeah, we have a programme called STEPS, and we've just had some increased funding in it, which is always wonderful news. So we're looking for people who might need some help, who are aged 16 to 24, who are not in employment, education or training. And it might be people who just need some advice or are looking for trainees or apprenticeships. These are things that we can help and support people with. So if you are or you know anyone who would like to have some support, we have an advisor called Jamie ready and waiting to hear from you. And our number is 01983 640797.
Okay, fantastic. So that's one, and that was called
Steps.
Okay, and the other one, over to you for that one, Duncan.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, that's Bridge to Work. I mentioned earlier. There's two elements I really wanted to emphasise. The paid work placements is a key thing. It's a very unique program that when you're unemployed, advice helps, guidance helps, training helps, but really you need a job. And that's what Bridge to Work gives you. It's a proper job on your CV with up-to-date and relevant experience, hopefully in a sector that you want to progress into. And it gives you the opportunity to prove to an employer and prove to yourself that you are right for the world of work. So that's something we certainly want to promote, not just for individuals, but also for organisations out there. We've had lots of support, and something that we're very proud of, and the island should be very proud of since we've started working here, is the island community supporting other islanders is phenomenal. And that's something we've really noticed since we started operating on the island. And we'd like to extend that with more businesses giving islanders the opportunity to come into their operation and really do a job for them. And what you do, if you support them enough early on in the placement, you get a really effective member of the team for next to nothing, because we're paying their wages. It's a bit like I say that we're a recruitment agency, but the company doesn't have to pay an invoice.
Okay.
So that's something I really want to promote. And the other element that's really important for business is that Solent Mind are part of that program. And we, in partnership with Solent Mind, can deliver free mental health awareness and resilience training to businesses on the island as a legacy of the program, to hopefully increase an understanding of mental health, which would then encourage those businesses to take on people that do have a mental health condition that are unemployed, that otherwise they might not have felt they had the confidence to do so.
Okay.
So that's free training that we can either do in-house for a business, or we can host a session potentially here at the Riverside Centre for a number of businesses with representatives from various organisations.
Okay. So that mental health angle is quite... It's very much in the news, isn't it? The government itself is maybe, some would say, finally waking up to the problem. But is that something that you as the Wheat Sheaf Trust have dealt with for years since you started? Is that a big issue amongst the people you deal with? You were talking about lack of confidence, but that can lead to other things, can't it? You could isolate yourself, and that's when the problems presumably will start.
It certainly can. On a lot of our projects, quite a lot of our clients have health problems of various descriptions. And actually, the health problems aren't such a big barrier to overcome, because, you know, if you're a wheelchair user or you need crutches or something, there are easy ways to work with that. However, the biggest challenge we find is when people have anxiety, because the problem with anxiety is it stops you before you even start. And that's really where we sort of come into our own, because we really recognise that and we work with that person. So it might be that we arrange an interview and the person's very anxious about it. So what we can do is move the location of the interview, have it so it's more like a chat and a cup of tea, and then maybe go with them or allow a friend or a family member to go with them. And quite often, just offering to go with them, and they'll go, oh no, it's okay, I can do it. And just trying to make it more accessible and making reasonable adjustments to people so that they can go to the interview and have a really good time. And then when they're going for the paid work placements, they have a 2-week trial, and we might go with them for a little bit of that trial as well, and really settle people in. So, you know, we do a lot. And the island community, the business community, I just wanted to touch on what Duncan said. It has really, really, really been wonderful for us. You know, they have the Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce, the Island Tourism, the Vectors Business Group. All of them have come together. And, you know, there's a lot of cynical people out there who go, oh, it's free labour. But actually, a huge proportion of those people who go on to paid placements have gone into a proper job at the end of it. And we don't ask for a guarantee of a job at the end of it, because there's never there's never any guarantees.
No guarantees
whatsoever. But we try and say, you know, this is the end result we'd like. We'd like it to go into a job. And quite often they'll only say, yes, we can do it, if they can think that they would be able to provide that. Sorry, I'm rambling now.
No.
Because quite often the reality is that if you are running a business, who are you going to give a job to? Somebody who completes an application and comes and has a chat with you for an hour over an interview, and they've probably got some hints and tips off the internet, or are you going to give somebody a job who's been working for you day in, day out for anything up to 6 months? It's a no-brainer, really, when you think about it like that, because you know what that person's like. You know their good and their bad points. So actually, you're more likely to offer them an opportunity. That's why this kind of program really does work, and it really works for those people who have got mental health condition, have got things like anxiety and depression. The longer they're unemployed, we see that vicious cycle. The longer the unemployment, the worse they feel. The worse the person feels, the longer they're unemployed. Yeah. And this is about saying, well, I tell you what, don't worry about that horrible, unapproachable beast, which is a proper job, because they think, oh, I couldn't apply for that. Oh, no, I'm rubbish. I couldn't do that. Oh, I couldn't possibly contemplate that. We go, let's take that fear away. Just get you into a workplace with an understanding employer that's linked to this program and give you an opportunity. And then suddenly they go, oh, this work stuff's not that hard, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what was I worried about? And we see that all the time, and we go, we know, that's what we've been telling you. But it's so satisfying when people go, actually, I have got something to offer.
Yeah.
Why didn't I do this before? And like Ellie said, a large proportion of those placements are resulting in jobs at the end of it, because the businesses are recognising the skills that these people are bringing to their operation.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We have got to stop, I'm afraid. I know we could go off. Ellie, you're bursting to say something. I've cut you off in your prime. I do apologise. What I wanted to ask was, it's fantastic stuff. It sounds like win-win, whichever way you look at it. And whatever state of mind anybody listening is in, there's nothing that can't be done. That's the message. So could you close this session by just giving us those contact details again? For the Wheatsheaf Trust?
Yes. Yeah. If you're age 16 plus and you want any kind of help into employment, education or training, anything to do with the world of work, and you want someone understanding, empathetic to help you, then give us a call on 01983 640 797 or drop us an email, which is info@wheatsheaftrust.org, or find us on Twitter. We are at Wheatsheaf Trust, and you can also find us on Facebook. I think that's covered all the contact details, Kevin.
Yeah, and we're neighbours as well.
We are neighbours, so we're down at the riverside.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Well, it's lovely to talk to you both. Sorry I had to cut you off, because there's so much more you can tell. But that's not to say you can't come back and talk to us again.
Sounds great. We'd love to.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today. Thank you.